Christmas Eve is always an exciting time because it's a time that we're getting to, that we've been looking forward to, we've been excited about. The kids have been particularly excited about it and getting more and more excited with every single moment going by and every hour that there is. Now, I want to draw your attention to your car that you'll jump into in just a little bit. I don't know what kind of car you have or what kind of car you drive, but I know that there's two things in your car. One, there's a windshield, and two, there's a rearview mirror. And such it is when we get to this time of Christmas Eve, there's a windshield of us looking forward, but we're also looking back on the rest of the year. Can you believe it that we're just days away from 2019? I mean, 2019 is just days away. Well, we would have thought the Jetsons would be happening in 2019. And we're just a few days away from it. And when you get to this time of Christmas and New Year and Christmas Eve, you think back on all the Christmas Eves you've had, all the Christmases you've had, all the things that have happened in this year of 2018. But then yet there's also looking forward in the windshield. And so what I want us to do just for a few moments is to be able to look forward in the windshield of some things that God wants to do in our life, but also look back in the rearview mirror and say, look at all the things that God has taken us through to get to this point right here where we are in this very moment. In Luke chapter 2, we just read it a few moments ago. It's going to give us a couple things, and here's what it says. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole empire should be registered. This first registration took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So everyone went to be registered, each in his own town. Remember that for just a few moments from now. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea and to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. He went up from Nazareth to Galilee, or in Galilee to Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the family of David, to be registered along with Mary, who was engaged with him and was pregnant. So here we have that there's a census being taken. They got to go back to their hometown. And so they are journeying, and where they're going to go, they're going to go from Nazareth to Bethlehem. If you were to look in a map, on a map, you would find that Nazareth is actually north of Bethlehem. So why does it say that they're going up? They're actually going south. The reason that it says that they're going up is because they're heading up in sea level. So they're going on an uphill journey, if you will, that they're journeying, not up Mount Everest or anything like that, but just they're journeying up sea level, and she's on the back of a donkey. This is a 90-mile journey. Ladies, do you want to be on the back of a donkey pregnant for 90 miles? No. Kids, do you want to journey 90 miles? No. My kids would want, like, to put the DVD in the TV in the back of the headrest kind of thing. We're going 90 miles, you know, at 70 miles an hour. 90 miles on the back of a donkey, and they're journeying, and here they are coming in to Bethlehem. Here's our first thing as we look into our rearview mirror. Life can be a bumpy ride. Life can be a bumpy ride. When you think about 2018, there's some major bumps that you maybe hit along the road. When we look in the rearview mirror and looking back at 2018, from this last Christmas Eve to this Christmas Eve, think of all the things that have happened, all the journeys that we've been on, all the things good and bad that have happened. You could look back in 2018 and you could see some good things happening. You could see Prince Harry and Meghan getting married and having the wedding and watching all that stuff. As every dad in the room said, honey, your wedding is not going to be like that, my fine daughter. But you could also look and you could think about all of our friends that moved in after their homes had been destroyed in Harvey, and even some of our friends that aren't in yet. It's been a bumpy 2018. And so as we journey and we look, we got to look back and understand that Mary's on the back of this donkey. And sometimes the bumps are even a part of God's journey for us, aren't they? The hardships, the tragedies, the things that go wrong in our life, that can actually be a part of God's journey. God is taking Mary and Joseph and taking them to Bethlehem. Why Bethlehem? Because that's the place that it was prophesied in Micah chapter 5, verse 2, that that's where the Messiah would be born. That when we look in the rearview mirror, we could also see in the Old Testament is filled with prophecies of the Messiah that would come. The Messiah that would come. And Jesus Christ fulfilled those prophecies. And so we look back and we go, he's the one. He's the Messiah we've been waiting on. And so we look back, and I don't know how bumpy your road has been, how tough it's been. As we look back on this bumpy ride, some of our loved ones are in heaven. Some of us have gone through challenges on earth. But where is this journey heading? The journey is heading. I pointed it out to you that you would be able to remember it in the end of verse 3. Each person was headed to his own town, to their ancestral home, to their place where their people were. Point 2 is this: there's a comfort in the familiar. There's a comfort in the familiar. The bumpy road is leading towards home, leading towards home. And when you think about Christmas Eve, there's something special about home. And maybe your home is a bit frayed. Maybe your home is a bit different. Maybe your home isn't a Norman Rockwell painting of what a home would be like. That's okay, because you know, here's the good news for you about Christmas. Our home is the heart that Jesus can live in, the home of our heart. And we could be at home in Him, that Jesus is our eternal home. Think about the end of this passage of Scripture. It's going to say, as we get to it in a little bit, it'll say this: there was no room for them in the inn. They had no place for them. And I wonder if your heart has a place for Jesus, or if you're like the innkeeper that says, but there's no room for you in my heart, Lord. All the rooms are filled up with other stuff. Or do we realize that God wants to make our heart His home through Jesus Christ? And He wants heaven to be our home for all of eternity, that we can put our faith and our trust in the Savior, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, that has come for us. Home. Do you know that the two most comforting words to a human being are, first, their name, your name? That's the most comforting sound to your ear. That's why it's so important to call people by name. When someone calls you by name, you feel at home with them. And the second most comforting word is this: the word home. Simply the word home makes us as humans go, ah, kick off your shoes, I'm home. And even if you've been in a bad home situation, God has a home for you in heaven. Jesus the Messiah is actually called in the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament, Emmanuel, God with us. If you were to take just that word Emmanuel, L at the end meaning God, it would be the with us God is how it would be said. God with us, or the with us God. God is with you and with me on the bumps on the road as we've journeyed in this 2018. As we look in the windshield, we could say there's a home that we can have in heaven through Jesus Christ. And there's a home that He wants to have in our hearts through Jesus Christ, coming and living in our hearts. Christmas song that's a very famous song. It's Bing Crosby, which we all kind of like Bing Crosby around Christmas. And it's the song, I'll Be Home for Christmas. And we listen to it and we love it until it gets to the end and it says, I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams. And then you're like, this is a sad one. I thought this was a happy one. This is a sad one. Why is this a sad song now? Here's what it says. I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have the snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree, under the tree. Christmas Eve, right now, will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams. Ah, sad song. Actually, though, it was a very encouraging song because it wasn't written for you and it wasn't written for me. It was written in 1943 and it was a song for our soldiers in World War II that were serving across the seas. And they would sing that song together in the military camps, and as they would sing it and as they would hear it, as it was going over them, as they were fighting for our freedoms in World War II, I'll be home for Christmas if only in my dreams. It was actually a comfort, watch, because they knew out of the windshield they had a true home. They just weren't there yet. And Christmas is the declaration that you and I have a true home in heaven with God through Jesus Christ. That He's placed a fingerprint in our soul, an eternity in our hearts. And that's why we long for something more than who we are. That's why we long for something more than this earth. Because we know we have a home and we'll be home one Christmas. And it won't be in our dreams. It'll be through salvation in Jesus Christ. In 1965, This song was also asked, requested, "I'll Be Home for Christmas," by the Gemini 7 astronauts. As they were orbiting the Earth, they requested from NASA, probably right here in Houston, to play "I'll Be Home for Christmas, If Only in My Dreams." And I tell you this, you don't have to dream about being home with God. You don't have to dream about being home in heaven one day. You can put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is your ticket, not a rocket to the space, out there in orbit, but He is your ticket, He is your connection, He is your bridge, and there's a comfort in the familiar of trusting in Christ. Hopefully, church feels like home to you. If you don't have a church home, come join us. And for us to be able to have home at our home today, it'll happen at about 7:30, 3 hours from now, this will happen. It'll be a home moment because there's a familiar things that we do as traditions. In our family, we eat off the same china. We have potato soup is what we do, is our Christmas tradition, is what we'll have tonight. Every Christmas Eve, we have potato soup. My wife makes this molten lava chocolate cake. Bam! It is awesome. You cut it open and that ooze and chocolate just comes out and it's incredible. I mean, it'd be amazing. We'd put the recipe on the internet, but we'd blow up the internet and our website would go down, at this moment. I mean, it's just incredible. It's amazing. We use the same silver. It's actually the silver that my parents received on their wedding day. We use the same glasses that are actually 100-plus years old that we got from her grandmother, Oma. Her grandmother gave us these glasses that they've had in the family. Now, it's not because we got a bunch of family fancy stuff. It's just people giving us stuff that we get to make these little traditions. But do you know how comforting I'm going to sit in that same chair, that same spot at the table, and I'm going to eat that same potato soup with that same spoon and have that same dessert. And I hope Kelly didn't change it because I'm going to be upset if she did. This is like, we're doing something new. No, we're not. We're doing this. And that's what we're going to do. That's home. But you know, that home is just a thimble of what God has for us in heaven, for a home for eternity. So Mary on the back of a donkey on a bumpy road. Maybe 2018's been really bumpy. Mary and Joseph then getting to their ancestral, their hometown, their place where their people are, taking their seat to get their potato soup with their silver. And then the third thing is this. It's found in verses 6 and 7. This is the last thing. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And then she gave birth to her firstborn son. And she wrapped him tightly in cloth and laid him in the manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Most importantly, the anticipation of new. Most importantly, the anticipation of new. So we look in the rearview mirror to look at a bumpy road. We look at the familiar out the windshield to say that there's something, a home in heaven that we can have. But do you know that God has something new for you just even in this year, even in this moment? God's got new prayers for you to pray. God's got new dreams for you to dream. God's got new people for you to meet. God's got new things for you to do. He's got new people for you to serve, new people to come to Christ this year. New people to be able to walk in faith this year. New prayers. New things that we can walk in. We have a church-wide devotional. A new devotional this year that you can go through. New scripture to learn. Kids, you're getting more and more excited about new gifts coming out. I promise you, you're not going to open up anything in the next 24 hours. You're going to be like, yeah, that's an old sock. We thought we'd give you something old. No. It's going to be something new, something amazing, something great. There is new. Isaiah chapter 11 verse 1 says, then a shoot will grow from the stump of Jesse. Jesus is in the line of Jesse, in the line of David. And a branch from his roots will bear new fruit, meaning something new is going to come. And when Jesus showed up, you know what we got? We got the New Testament. We got a new covenant. We got a new identity. We got new purity. We got a new creation is who he's made us to be. That's incredible. New access to God, new walk with Him, all of those things, new things that God wants to do in an amazing way. Out the windshield, something new and something great. In the rearview mirror, a lot of bumps along the way. So I just tell you this, as you and I have ridden through 2018 and we're just days away from a new year, and we sit on this Christmas Eve, you may feel like you've ridden on the back of a really bumpy donkey for a year. And there may be some deep pain that you have this Christmas. I want you to know, though, the rearview mirror, yes, but in the windshield, God has a home for you through Jesus Christ in your heart and in heaven, so that then you can anticipate something new. So when you're getting your car in just a little bit, you look in the rearview mirror and you look out the windshield, you think about Luke chapter 2 and what God can do and how he can move in an incredible way. And when he does that, there's no stopping what the Lord can do in your life. Father, we come in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that we don't have to be home in heaven just in our dreams. We can know that for real and for sure in this very moment by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. If you don't know for sure that you know Christ is your Savior, I want to give you an opportunity to place your faith in the Messiah, the Savior, Jesus Christ. I can't think of a better day than Christmas Eve for somebody to place their faith in Jesus. If you'd like to do that, I'm not asking what denomination you are. I'm not asking if you're a good person or a bad person in the world's eyes. We're all sinners. I'm asking, have you trusted Christ as your Savior? If you want to do that, you just pray this with me. Jesus, I ask you to be my Savior. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Make my heart your home. And assure me of a home in heaven when I die. I ask you, Jesus, to save my soul and live inside my heart for all of eternity. If you meant that, you prayed that sincerely, tell whoever brought you, talk to a friend, talk to me, anybody, whatever it is. Jesus, this Christmas, he's the best present you could ever have. It's not about the presence, it's about the presence of God. If you're already a believer in Christ, would you just whisper a prayer to the Lord and say, Lord, I just want to take another step with you. Father, we thank you that you can change our lives. You can do great things in us. Lord, you have come to Bethlehem, meaning a house of bread is what that means. And you could show your love to us as we dine on the greatest bread there is of Jesus Christ. And we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name.